USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus pandemic may be easing in America, but it's not going to help millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of it. Today's ADP monthly private payrolls jobs report for May shows 2.76 million more workers lost their jobs last month. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs, and 719,000 construction workers were let go. Many U.S. cities again saw protests in their streets last night following the death of George Floyd over a week ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but for the most part, it was a calmer night than previous nights, including in New York City. Though, Chief Terry Monahan says, many of those who do make trouble during these protests are there not because of Floyd's death.
There are groups within these live protests that are looking for nothing but trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says he is following through on a threat he made last week to move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention is guaranteed to be held. The president announcing it in a tweet last night, not long after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again that because of the coronavirus, he could not guarantee that the event scheduled for August could be held at full capacity. Primary election day in seven states. Very good to Joe Biden, the former VP winning Democratic primaries in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. Biden now only about 100 delegates short of locking up the nomination. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa was defeated in a Republican primary race. Wall Street up again today so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at last check up over 300. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Reports are Attorney General William Barr was the one who ordered that peaceful protesters in a park across the street from the White House be pushed back on Monday evening so that President Trump could have a photo opportunity at a church there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continuing to blast the administration for it.
My daughter was there that night, and she called me and she said, Mom, you wouldn't even believe it. These people were demonstrating peacefully, and all of a sudden, this barrage of security came through using clubs to beat people.
Initial witness reports that police were using tear gas to disperse the crowd have been disproven. It turns out police were using pepper balls and flashbangs. There's a growing call for Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti to fire the city's police chief. Chance heard while Garcetti was addressing a crowd of protesters in downtown L.A. yesterday. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says the people causing violence in the streets have the blood of George Floyd on their hands. He later tweeted an apology. The warmer weather is not likely to slow the spread of coronavirus, according to Dr. Francis Collins of the National Institutes of Health. Writing in a blog post yesterday, the climate will only matter if a large portion of the population has already built up immunity or resistance to the infection. And tropical storm Cristobal in the Atlantic could gain strength as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast this weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.